Wow, things really went off the rails today. Started off supposed to be just a friendly conversation. A friend of ours wanted to pose a 12-week challenge he wanted to do. But unfortunately, we had a couple drinks. And we had a couple drinks waiting for him. So things descended into madness much quicker than normal. Got off topic, got into ramblings. I don't think any of us are particularly that proud about how well we conveyed our arguments, but we certainly were passionate about our arguments. Certainly from my point of view, didn't make a lot of sense, but I was very happy with the fact that my lips were moving and words were coming out of my mouth. At the end of it, though, we've all decided to do a challenge. The rules of the challenge will be discussed in the podcast, but essentially, we've got 12 weeks to look better than we did right now. We've had a couple snaps, and we all look less than our best. So let's see how we go in 12 weeks. Anyway, enjoy the podcast. Nonsense, just nonsense. Hi guys, and welcome back to episode 7.
Oh, god damn it!
Oh, for God's
god
sake.
Damn
What's
it!
What's happened?
That's the worst. Literally, the timing could not have been worse. We're gonna keep this for soundbite.
Oh no. I think this might be the start.
This is nonsense.
We literally just hit start on a podcast.
Start on a podcast. Like, literally. Beep,
and now we have. Like,
dogs barking. Mayhem.
We have three guests on the podcast. Are you guys planning on like going upstairs, or are you gonna like? Well, because we're very handsome, I assume you're gonna stay down with us. But can I ask you to please go upstairs? Cool. Ah, oh, we might. Just, fuck it. Let's just keep going. Go.
That was your intro.
Yeah, that was great. Oh, mayhem.
Craziness.
I like to let anarchy rule.
Yeah.
Alright, now I'm doing it. No, you want to do an intro.
You're going
to
do it.
Todd already... I was just
doing it to speed things up.
I like
up.
That you immediately went to your...
phone
like,
voice?
Yeah, you're like, hi, I'm Todd Phillips. And you're here on 5AA Radio today with Matthew, myself and James.
Pretty much,
yeah. That's what you sounded like. It'll taper off.
Yeah.
I did the same as you. I got real funny about... This is what I was saying. People are listening to this, though.
Well, not right now because it's not on the internet yet.
People will be listening to this.
Yeah.
But we've had, I think, is it 500 unique downloads now of our podcast?
Something like that.
So, you know, a lot of them will be the same people listening to all six of them. But still, there's a few hundred people listening to what I think. I still maintain it's nonsense.
I had an English accent for the first three podcasts. And I didn't realize, I obviously realized after the fact, but someone pointed it out to me.
Mm.
And yeah, I was speaking with an English accent.
You're right.
You're right. Now you've gone full Aussie.
Yeah.
Fucking truth,
now
mate.
I just need to keep talking so I forget the microphone's there. Because right now, actually, can we close the laptop down?
No, that's not completely.
Not completely. Just that's it.
Like that. Is that your laptop? Do you know where the friction point is?
What's the friction point?
Exactly.
Yes, I do, because it's a laptop.
That's this.
Hey! now you're just being that guy.
Witchcraft.
Wizardry, if you will.
Oh, I got a feeling this is going to be another one of our best worst podcasts.
What was that last word?
Best worst podcast.
Podcast.
I said it with an English accent. You wouldn't understand because you're not from England.
I have made a Britain tattoo to my back.
Yes. How old were you when you got that?
Rookie mistake.
How old were you?
It was the first tattoo I got. I think I was 19, 18 maybe.
Oh, well, out then.
Yeah.
If you had a 2 in front of your age when you got Made in Britain tattoo on your back, I don't know if we could have still been friends.
Yeah, it was a foolish choice. You still haven't got any tattoos, have you?
No.
We've got Todd here. Some of you will know exactly who he is. Some of you will have no idea. He's one of our 3 vegan friends.
3?
Since when's it been 3?
I know 2 vegans.
And they're both called Todd.
Yeah.
No, you said when on the podcast that we put up yesterday, or today, whenever it was, the last podcast, you said that you knew like 4 vegans.
Yeah, I was exaggerating. I'm Italian.
I'm 6 foot-ish.
I exaggerate everything. I know 2 vegans.
I know 3.
Well, actually, yeah, three now. Tuff's just gone vegan.
I know four.
I don't count anyone as anything. Ali. Except they've been doing it for a while.
Yeah, only like a month.
Yeah, I that's not long now. Enough.
Who's Tuff's gone yeah. vegan? Why? Just for something to do?
That's what I thought at first. But I spoke to him like a week ago. And the fact that he's kept it up over a month kind of makes me think this is actually what he's doing now. It's not just like a, yeah, I've gone vegan for like 6 hours.
I think...
Is zucchini yeah. a vegan?
Zucchini. Zuleika, yeah.
Yeah,
exactly. She is as well.
I think that's potato, like a... That's a... You've passed the first milestone after a month.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you need to be doing something longer than a month to be considered that.
Yeah, because I could go vegan for a month.
I could go... You know what? I could start learning to do javelin for a month. And you wouldn't call me a javeliner.
A javeliner.
It'd be a javelinist, wouldn't it?
Maybe in your...
A javeliner.
Javeliner. That sounds like an ice cream cake.
But you wouldn't call me a javeliner until after quite a while.
Well, maybe
you?
I would.
You'd call me a... So, how many javelins do I have to throw before you would consider me a javeliner?
100.
I could do that in a fucking afternoon. I could knock that out right now, leave you guys to talk for 5 minutes, come back, and you have to refer to me as a javeliner.
I don't think that's... I don't think... Unless you had 100 javelins all lined up, and even then, to do it in 5 minutes, I think... What's that? Oh, 20 a minute.
So you're suggesting the only way...
1 every 3 seconds. Yeah, no, you'd struggle.
So you're saying I have to throw a new javelin each time. Well, yeah, it can't be the same javelin 100 times, otherwise it doesn't
work. Of course it can be the same javelin. Of course
it can be the same one, but then you've got to go get it and
but you, throw it again. I'll pay someone to do it. Have you played golf?
Yeah, but either way, to do it in a 5 minute period, like, whether it's feasible or not now... is not what I'm talking about. It's whether you can physically throw 100 javelins in 5 minutes.
Hold on. How far are these javelins being thrown?
Good point. I'm just going to throw a little bit in front of me. I'm not a very good javelinist.
Either way, the quickest way to throw them would to have 100 and have one being passed to you as you throw it.
No, the quickest way for me to have it in my hand and to just stab it in the ground.
That's not throwing it.
But if he lets go of it, it's throwing.
Boop. Mm. I think everyone that's listening can hear the gesture.
Mm. Would a female javeliner be known as a javelina?
Ooh, javelina.
It just sounds like the female equivalent. Sure. A javelinist and a javelinist.
Now you're blowing my brain.
We're here to talk about veganism, but we're going to spend the first 20 minutes talking about javelins and Matt being a
vegan. I strangely feel a little bit nervous. I feel very conscious of what I'm saying. Yeah, I know,
it's weird. You get over it.
After a while, after a couple of drinks and about 20 minutes in,
I still need to drive home, offensive though, dude.
Things.
Yeah, so do I. loosey goosey. No, I find I'm very conscious about what I say. You can tell when we start to speak about things a little bit more political, a little bit more controversial, because we do a lot more ums and ahs, and you can tell that we're thinking about whether our opinion is going to piss anyone off.
Nah, that's not why I am an ah.
Speaking of pissing people off, do you have some chips that we can eat?
No.
I just don't think that's going to sound good.
This is a healthy house.
Oh, of course.
Yeah,
we don't. Do you have any kale chips we can eat?
This is a health house. HH.
It just feels like this is missing a bowl of chips.
Yeah. Right, well, here. I think that's because you're vegan.
Yeah, terrible.
Yeah. That was the question that I was talking... Well, I was talking to the other vegan called Todd.
Yeah.
And that was my question to him. Because he said
good question.
No, he didn't like my follow-up.
What was the question?
My first question was, being a vegan, does it upset you or do you find it ironic that people question the healthiness of your choice whilst they go out and get maggoted and smash a Big Mac?
No, but what I do find strange is that it's always challenged from the health perspective of it's not healthy to do that. Why are you doing that? But then whenever you find vegan food on a menu or in a supermarket, it's almost always in the health food section or under the healthy section of the menu. And I always just find that kind of interesting. That
what about deep fried vegetables?
Oh, there's always exceptions to rules, but as a majority... That's what I find normally works.
I feel like arguing for the sake of arguing, but I can't be bothered. You're right.
I agree with you. I think many... a percentage of the...
You don't need to get any closer, you're very loud.
No, don't you tell me to be quiet, because we've had feedback that we're too quiet. So what you need to do is lift your game and match me.
No.
You're
still getting loud.
I do not need to put shackles on my potential... because you aren't good enough. You need to lift your game.
No, you need to carry on with your thought.
Thank you. I forgot. What it, no, I certainly.
I'm just like, what the fuck have I gotten myself right. into?
I don't think being a vegan automatically makes you healthy because you, no, you and me both know examples of people. You can eat unhealthily.
Have you met Tom Skipper?
Well,
I ate 2 Knot Dogs with a shitload of bio cheese last night before I went to bed, and
that
then
sounds
a whole,
like chemicals.
Probably, and then a whole bunch of gnocchi.
Yeah,
like it, that was not a health choice. That was I just had 5 beers and I was drunk and I need food.
Yeah.
Drunk choice.
Oh,
like I love that you still do that as well. Because going back along, not that we know who this Todd is, but I've known this Todd for a long time.
You're allowed to know people we don't know who they are.
Yeah, we've lived together numerous times. But yeah, you used to do that. I still like the old pizza days when it'd be like, oh, it's 2 o'clock in the morning. I'll order 3 pizzas and a garlic bread and a soft drink.
Because it was good value.
I'd just sit in my room and eat them. Like, I'd hear you.
By yourself.
By himself. I'd hear him get up, walk to the door, get the pizzas, walk back upstairs, not a word spoken. And then in the morning, there'd be 3 pizza boxes on the bench. It's like, how did you do that?
Yeah.
So hey, it's a healthy gnocchi and not dogs, whatever they're not made of. Healthier choice than 3 pizzas.
I think vegans
now I want pizza.
I want a pizza right now, but probably a bigger pizza. But veganism, like, you automatically have to be conscious about what you're putting in your body. So I think already the fact that you're thinking about what you're eating,
it's a good start,
makes you make better choices.
Yeah,
but it doesn't mean you can't make bad choices.
Totally. Like, there's actually statistics out there, and don't ask me to reference it because I can't. I've actually just heard this from general talk, so it might be complete bollocks. Yeah. But I've heard that on average, vegetarians, not vegans, this was a vegetarian statistic, actually live 7 years longer than meat eaters. And even then, as much as I would like to use that to back up an argument, I don't actually think that's correct. What I think is correct in that is that if you actually are going to the extent of becoming vegetarian or vegan,
you're already
thinking that way. Yeah. Exactly.
I like to think I get those 7 years even though I don't go vegan because I consciously think about my diet. Maybe I get 6.5.
You are really healthy. And you have been for all the time I've known you.
Yeah.
Every now and then you do something silly. You're right.
That's not a real thing.
Alcohol.
It's potatoes.
I'm not going to say you're like a Buddhist monk healthy kind of thing, but you've... From what I understand, cheat meal to you is going to Sushi Train.
Yeah.
That's pretty healthy if that's cheat meal.
But cheat meal is also a KFC family box for you.
No, I've had... fast food once in the last 6 months, and that was
okay. So talking about pizzas now, then is that still classified as fast
pizza
food?
Pizza's fast food if you get it from Pizza Hut or Domino's. If you get it from a cafe, it's not fast food.
That's bollocks. That's what Samira used to think. She's like, oh, it's junk if you get it as fast food. I'm like, it's just the same kind of junk. It's just more expensive and it tastes better if you get it from Cheetos.
It's still a cheat meal. Like you can't eat pizza for dinner and go, oh, that's my healthy dinner. It's still a cheat meal. I just think that it's a better quality of food.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to argue that it's a better quality of food, but I would argue that it's any kind of healthier or any better.
I think it's slightly better because I can't even imagine corners that Pizza Hut and Domino's cut.
Totally, but your sauce is going to have just as much sugar and shit in it.
Pizza Hut ones are probably there's probably less calories in your Pizza Hut pizza.
I think,
you say that very like you know.
No, I said I want to look into it because I might be wrong, but I
okay, so you don't.
Well, I said I assume I might be wrong.
You didn't. You said nah.
Yeah, I said nah.
Yeah,
I
you
assume.
Can actually rewind that. I'm pretty sure you said nah.
Nah.
I did say no.
Yeah.
Because I disagree with you.
Yeah, no, but if they're cutting all these corners and everything, like I
would make a bet with you. Right? What do you want? What odds? What are you willing to bet?
A meat lovers, whatever the normal like 12-inch size meat lovers.
Mm-hmm. Long pause. Well done.
Domino's pizza versus a Marcelina's.
Marcelina's is fast food, but anyway, continue.
How is that fast food?
Okay, no, tell me what you're willing to bet, and I'll put you out with a premise.
Carton.
A carton of what?
Mm-hmm. Beer.
Okay. You pay for dinner.
Today. Yeah. Loser pays for the pizza we're going to eat when Todd leaves.
Yeah. Well, don't talk about pizza.
You know, Todd leaves.
Got a vegetarian pizza.
Todd said he was busy and he had to go home.
Yeah, but there's pizza on the table.
There's no pizza on the table yet, man.
Okay, the bet is...
Yeah. Fuck, now I'm buying pizza for five people.
Yeah, exactly. Because you know you're going to lose. Like for like.
Yeah.
Do any of you guys, sorry to interrupt you, have MyFitnessPal on your phone?
Can you just help me out here?
I'm working with a nutritionist.
Okay, because
I have a thing I can work it out with.
Can't we just put in like Domino's meat pizza, like meat lovers, and then put in whatever other meat
the
lovers?
The problem will be is trying to find the cafe one that I'm talking about won't be in the MyFitnessPal because it's so obscure.
What? There must be a cafe that's still big enough.
Here's the bet.
What's that cafe that always does the $9.90 lobster deal? That's fucking
Cafe
everywhere.
Primo.
That's borderline cheap meal.
That's nonsense. Yeah, I'm talking for this bet that I'm gonna lose. Air quotes.
Yeah. You haven't even heard the bet yet.
No, I don't care. Domino's Meat Lovers Pizza versus a Marcelina's Meat Lovers Pizza.
No, Marcelina's is fast food.
Pizza is fast food.
I bet. Okay, here's the bet. Domino's Meat Lovers Pizza. No, Supreme. Why are we going Meat Lovers? Why are we being antagonistic? A Domino's Supreme Pizza has less nutritional value than a Vibeni, my local cafe, pizza of the same type.
Nutritional value in what respect?
Way imaginable.
I'm just talking calories.
No, not calories. Nutritional value.
Okay.
Yeah,
so...
but then what are you basing that value on?
Well, because you can have.
This is look. You know well, what? You know what? I'll just pay for pizza.
Because you can get 1,000 calories.
You know what?
You can eat a spoon of refined sugar and get 1,000 calories.
So...
or you can have a nice dinner and get 1,000 calories.
Yeah,
which one of those has more nutritional value?
What I'm saying is that I think you said that Domino's and them would cut all sorts of corners, right? So I feel like...
So they'd use cheap cheese, they'd use cheap meat, they'd use worse of everything.
Yeah, and so that stuff wouldn't have as many calories in it. So
nutrition.
No, what I'm talking about is calories.
Well, you're wrong. You don't understand. Look, for someone who runs a health and fitness website...
Health and well-being.
You don't... Well, I hope that you are writing the well-being article.
I am. Because you keep... Actually, stay off my turf as well. Have you noticed recently... You wouldn't know this.
We argue a lot on this podcast.
Because...
I'll just tell you the difference. 2,040 calories in a Meat Lover's Domino's pizza.
Yeah.
Versus 1,416 calories in a vegan vegetarian pizza.
I feel like we're having a different competition.
Yeah, but who cares about the vegan
pizza? Of course it's less. You know how many calories are in meat?
Yeah, a lot.
Meat is very calorie dense. That's why people have been eating it.
Yeah, it turns out it's good for you.
Before there was an option.
624 more calories.
Yeah,
if you will.
Well, no, before...
I thought we were talking about the healthy options and... Never mind.
No.
Okay.
Anyway.
I agree with you.
Wait a minute. This has descended into madness too quickly.
This one's gone off board.
This has gone silly.
Yeah.
Todd, why did you turn vegan?
Okay, vegan.
Why'd you go vegetarian? Because I should have went vegetarian first.
Yeah. All right, vegetarian.
Thank you.
That's a moral side of things. I had no intention of being a vegetarian.
Yep.
Do you want the actual story for it?
Yeah.
Sure.
Well, it's up to you. We're going to play this to the
So I used to love hunting and I was out on the farm and one day I shot a roo. I thought I shot it through the heart.
That's a kangaroo for our American listeners.
Correct.
Watch out because they'll fuck you up.
They will. Turns out I actually shot it through the spine. Now, as I was cutting its legs off, a lot of the blood kept coming out quite profusely. Thank you. And I remember looking over into its eyes and thinking, holy shit, this thing isn't dead. And I felt terrible because all I could think about, I had a Great Dane at the time. It was while I was cutting it up because I was going to feed it to my dog. Mm. And so I used to justify killing animals because it was like, well, there's a reason behind
it. Use.
Yeah, exactly. And all I remember thinking was I looked into this thing's eyes and I could just picture someone doing it to my dog and it just didn't feel right. I had no intention of becoming a vegetarian. I just thought this something just doesn't click with me anymore. And then I remember going back home, or not home, to my Auntie Sharon's place because it's on a 1,000 acres in Tlawi in the outback of South Australia. And it was the next morning. She gave me a sausage and bread. I love me Auntie Shads, but she's a feeder.
And she's an enabler.
Yeah. And she just handed me the sausage and bread. And I was like, oh, actually, I just don't think I want that now.
I don't feel like it right now.
Yeah. And I just gave it back. Again, no intention of being a vegetarian. I just didn't want it. And then the next day, same thing. I was like, oh, I just think I'll just eat vegetables and maybe fish. Actually, fish. So technically, I was pescatarian.
Yeah.
So to begin with.
You are.
Because fuck fish.
Yeah, well, that was my whole... Yeah. My mentality at that stage was, like, fish aren't cute, who gives a shit? and so that just sort of kept going on until I got to a point. The last time, I was actually just talking about this the other day with someone, the last time I ate meat was a Hungry Jack's chicken burger. Mm. It was about 3 or 4 weeks into just not eating meat, still was not comfortable with the label vegetarian. And it was because my girlfriend at the time was Persian, and her dad... obviously was very meaty meat. Like he made this dish, calipatia.
It's okay, calipatia.
Yeah. It's a boiled sheep's head.
You've eaten meat since then though.
No. That is the last time.
It's Skippy that eats burgers.
Skippy has, yeah. I've never done it. And she was like, look, you have to, you can't do this around my dad. He's going to give you so much shit. He'll lose respect for you, yada, yada, yada. And I remember eating this chicken burger. And as I did it. Yeah. When I was like, fuck this. Actually, no. And I just put it down. I was like, actually, no, I don't. I'm standing by this. I don't feel right. And funnily enough, even though we're not together anymore, it was interesting that he actually had more respect for me for standing up for something that I believed in.
And telling a woman to shut up.
Yeah. Well, in the Iranian culture.
Gotta love those Persians.
But yeah, so that went on for about 6 months, and then I cut out fish, and then about 7 years... and then it was actually the documentary Earthlings that changed things for me. After I watched that and then saw the environmental side of things, and I kind of thought it just sort of made sense. I didn't actually want to do it, but I kind of thought...
Because you like cheese.
Love cheese. Cheese is the best.
Vegetarian and vegan are two different things. I don't know if you know, because you're uneducated and you have a beard. And you look like an idiot.
You have a beard too.
I haven't shaved.
And you are an idiot.
I haven't shaved. You have a beard.
Yeah. Better to remain silent and look like an idiot than open your mouth and prove it.
Mm,
correct.
Continue, Tom.
Sassy.
Okay. Yeah, so watch that. And then plus I was just about to do my second sort of big physical challenge. And I was living
with... What sort of a physical challenge?
That was the ride. And I was living with my mate Todd at the time.
The ride, when you say it like that, people's minds could go wild.
It is a physical challenge.
I could think of all kinds of things that would count as called the ride.
Okay.
And a physical challenge.
So riding a bike from one end... Actually, I'll make it sound even better than it was. Riding a bike across an entire continent and doing it in the second world's fastest time. That sounds cool.
The world's second fastest.
The second fastest ever, or the best time of the second world?
Best time of the second world.
Wait, what? Now I'm lost.
No, because Africans would be faster than him.
And so anyway, I just a year
is that
earlier.
Because only two people have done it, and probably. The only other person to do it. Would
no,
be
people do it all the time. But most people take anywhere between. From what I know, and correct me. Feel free to leave this in the comments below if I'm wrong. But no one's ever proved it wrong before. Most people would take anywhere between sort of 6 and 12 weeks to ride from Darwin to Adelaide.
Weeks.
Yeah. So the world record is, for memory, it's five days, 18 hours, 24 minutes.
Did you do it in 2 weeks?
I did it in 14 days, 14 hours.
God, man, come on.
So, yeah, well, the guy did what's called an ultra cycle. And I got
I'm only teasing you.
Well, yeah, I got to a point where I thought I wanted it because I don't have a world record yet and I want a world record. I don't care what it's in.
I'm the biggest asshole that's ever lived in my house worldwide.
Mr. Worldwide.
That's my world record.
Anyway, so
I'm taking you off track.
But back on the vegan side of things. So just a year or two beforehand.
How many vegan sausages can you fit in your mouth?
A lot.
Wait, what's a vegan sausage?
A not hot dog?
A not dog.
So that's not just like a slang term for a vegan mouth penis.
Could be.
I meant like the food source, but you know what?
I think it fits either way.
You do you, man. You do you.
Okay.
Off topic again.
Yeah, so...
I think you're getting the gist of how this thing goes.
Pretty much, yeah.
You're doing well, though.
Okay, thank you.
You are the voice of reason. We're the two idiots.
Okay.
That's why we need a guest.
All right.
Otherwise, it's just two idiots.
Cool.
Anyway, you were riding. You won a world record.
Yeah, and so the just a year or two beforehand, I walked from Adelaide to Melbourne, and I did that as a vegetarian. And now I wanted to basically have another sort of element to it, because I was living with Todd, one of my best mates that was vegan, and after watching this Cowspiracy documentary, and also a few other things.
Holes in your story, man.
You're absolutely right. It was Earthlings and Cowspiracy. Earthlings was more the I suppose not. I want to say emotional side of things. It's not emotional. What's the word I'm looking for?
Moral.
That's the one. The moral side of it, and Cowspiracy was more the environmental side of it, and just watching it and thinking this just makes sense, and just to add that extra element to it, I did the ride as a vegan, and thought, well, I wanted to test it because I also wanted to be able to prove then. I suppose for myself, but also the stubborn argumentative side of me wants to be able to have someone say, oh, that's not healthy. You'll never be fit. You'll never be able to do things. And to be able to say, oh, well, I fucking rode a bike across the country as a vegan. Like, checkmate, motherfucker. Like, I liked that.
I already know what his counter argument will be.
Totally. Let's hear it.
Well, I'm just saying if you ate meat, you might have been the 2-time world champion.
Of the would second world?
Would you have
world?
Done it faster? Would you have done it faster?
Well, you might have beat the Africans if you'd eaten meat.
I didn't know I was racing Africans.
Well, that's why...
We all are, man. They don't want you to know.
No, like, a lot of your views
align
to how I feel about the world.
Mm-hmm.
I've just drawn a slightly different conclusion.
Okay.
And most of my actions are based on laziness, which I'm freely willing to admit.
Mm-hmm.
Is that I've got an excuse... eating, in my opinion, because I don't think not eating meat is necessarily the answer if you factor everything in.
Well, it depends on what the question is.
Exactly. But I think your view is much more aligned, like how you act is much more aligned to how I feel than how I act.
Okay, why do you think that is?
Because you not eating meat is much closer to how I see the world, if that makes sense.
No.
I agree with most of the things you say.
Yeah.
I don't like factory farming at all.
Mm-hmm.
I think we discussed this a while ago. Like, I'd like to go hunting to see how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think...
I can take you hunting if you want.
Yeah. Well, and part of
it... You won't do it.
No, I will. I just need to build up to it because in my head, I've made it a thing. If that makes sense. Taking an animal's life.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can give it, like, mate, this is how I feel about it, mate. You can give me whatever looks you want. I'm just being honest about how I feel about it. Like, I don't like the idea of killing an animal. I don't want to kill an animal. I feel like I should kill an animal if I want to eat animals.
I completely agree.
I think if I want to go and eat animals, then I should put my money where my mouth is. And if I can't pull the trigger, I should probably...
Can we make this a thing?
Yeah.
We're going to go hunting.
I'll take you up to the farm.
Yeah, we'll go hunting.
Like, next weekend.
Well, next weekend's a ridiculous thing to say.
Actually, well,
I'm busy next weekend. Yeah. Weekend after?
I need some help with my property up in Piri. So, do you want to go up there and help us for a day?
What are we killing, though? Because I only want to kill something that I eat.
I used to hunt roos, foxes, and cats.
So, kangaroo?
I'd eat a roo, because I don't want to eat a cat.
Fox?
But then cats is a weird one. Like, when you come to, like, pest animals, that's a whole other weird... Because, like, what's the greater good? I have a big... There's a big argument about...
Yeah, would you kill a cat?
But now?
Yeah.
No.
If it was fucking up the...
Okay, so let's actually open this pest argument up. So, what is a pest?
Something
that's... Anything humans don't like.
Well, anything humans don't
something
like.
Something that's fucking up an ecosystem.
Anything humans arbitrarily decide is a pest.
So, what Matt's saying, I believe, is the answer that most people give it. And the actual truthful answer.
Yeah.
What you're saying is what people like to justify. He's because a sheep. If no, because
no, I just assume that that's why it's a pest. I figured so there's a reason.
Are humans pests?
Yes, definitely.
They're a virus.
So how can we justify?
Oh, now I'm going to roast you.
I respect you.
Okay, well, to make this like interesting for your listeners, that's probably the way to do it, though, is to actually have the whole vegan meat eater argument.
Yeah, I think the problem is that you might be more educated. A lot of my opinions...
Matt doesn't like to get into arguments, he might lose.
Well, no, the problem is that, at the end of the day, there's no... In my opinion, it's a... The jury's still out on the definitive opinion. I've read some... Like, I've read the China study. I've read some things. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I've read the summary of the China summary. I've read something.
So basically, you've just read the little bits you need to justify the way that you live your life, and you don't look any further.
Well, no, I've based my opinion based on my life experiences.
And the way you want to live your life.
Well, the way I want to live my life is based on my life experiences. I wasn't born this way.
Yeah, but you could have done more research into those things.
Well, if I cared more. And I fully admit, like, I don't think
So the jury's still out as long as you take your understanding of what's going
no,
on.
No, I'm saying.
And if you talk to Tom, he'll probably tell you definitively.
I don't think the way I live my life is the best way.
No, I don't think the way
I can always learn, I can always get better.
We can all go live. Like, in my head, the best way to live is, like, on a big block of land where you grow your own fruits and vegetables and you've got a couple animals and you, like.
That's a question I wanted to ask.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've seen some of the research.
Have you read the summary? Have you browsed over the summaries of some of the research?
No, there's emerging research, and it's very, very young science,
mm-hmm.
that plants are sentient.
I've not read anything on that.
There's a bush. I
just like the way you started, like, there's a bush. It's like, okay.
I'm not saying this is true. There's some studies they're doing on it. So there was a bush that they played the sounds of crickets or caterpillars, some kind of insect, eating
mm-hmm.
the bush
mm-hmm.
next to it. And they somehow, they don't understand how, they were somehow able to transmit that to the other bush. Like, there's a collection of bush. It's the 80s. There's a lot of bush.
Okay.
And as a result, those other bush
is
made their leaves bitter.
Sounds like a pretty flimsy story, Matt.
Well, no. There's a study at which I'm recounting poorly. Anyway, the answer to the study, there's some evidence, which is not definitive, that plants are able to communicate and plants have some form of life and sentience.
In the interest of time, I'm just going to skip ahead 10 minutes.
Yep.
Yes, if it's proven that plants can feel pain and that, yes, then I could justify eating animals.
Well, no, I think there'd still be a totem pole.
Why?
Because they have I think it's worse to kill a roo than it is to kill a mussel.
Why? If it's exactly the same thing. If you can actually prove that a fucking cauliflower bush is actually like a living being, it thinks, it feels, it experiences.
But it doesn't have the same experience. Like,
life, yeah, but it does experience, have the same experience. Yeah, it's not a question of the similar experiences. It's a question of experiences.
But life is
it's
a like, spectrum.
Like, they can't. A lot of animals aren't intelligent enough to really think to have like.
What if they don't have nerve endings? Like, I'm not talking about like consciously ability.
Yeah,
like, so if they don't have nerve endings, so like them dying doesn't cause pain.
Yeah, so there's a good argument for that for, I think it's oysters or mussels. I don't know if there's a, yeah. I'm
almost certain they're the same thing.
Yeah, probably are. I don't know enough about it.
They're different. You know, but I've had this conversation.
I decided in my head they're the same thing.
I've had this conversation with Skippy.
Yeah, from what I've been told, you can actually justify eating them as a vegan because they have no kind of central nervous system. It's just, it is technically just meat.
Plant life.
Almost, yeah. But I still don't do it.
Yeah.
Just because for me, it's like, well, no. Like,
it's too close to the line.
Well, I was asked that question by my sister not long ago because she's always very interested in this kind of stuff. And she said that she found that whole growing meat tissue in a petri dish. You've heard of this thing?
Yeah, that freaks me out. And I don't understand why that revolts me more than factory farming.
That is
interesting. But it does upset me.
I think that that's actually a really good thing for a lot of people because the whole world, as much as I think we all should go vegan, it's the whole world's not going to listen to me. So
I don't think it's...
You can't even get 15 people to listen to you.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think it's technically possible. I don't know why 15 was the other. Number of that.
Let's address that in a second.
Pin in that and...
But what I'm getting at though, actually now I've lost my point. The whole
petri
world
dish.
Vegan. Petri dish. That's it. Thank you. Petri dish. Now technically I can say that is totally fine. Morally, there's absolutely no problem with it. I'll get it if you guys want. Morally, there's no problem with it. But for me, I've just got this thing in my head now that meat is bad. Meat is not food. The same way that the way I look at it is if they could start growing human flesh in a petri dish, would you eat it?
Probably.
Because you could justify it, but it's that there'd still just be this thing in your head that's like, no, people aren't food.
You know what I mean? Well, it depends, because if it is a...
It's not a real person. You're not hurting anyone.
There's all kind of stuff, like, you know, the emerging stuff they've seen where, like, You know when they do a transplant? You hear about someone who got a heart transplant or a lung transplant or something, and they suddenly start playing the violin.
Yeah.
Like the person is. I don't think we quite understand. Like, I think there's other issues involved. You know, I don't think we quite understand. We put too much emphasis on the brain.
Yeah.
I think there are aspects of your soul, for lack of a better word,
mm-hmm.
that might be in your organs. Yeah, I'd need to have that answer.
That is something that sounds ridiculous, but we don't know enough about it to say that it's wrong or right.
There certainly are examples that seem to defy the current thinking, and it might be placebo effect. But you hear people who like suddenly start speaking French, or mm-hmm. they suddenly start playing the violin,
mm-hmm.
and you're like, how the hell did they do that? And then you find out that the person that they got their organ from was an artist or a violin player or spoke French, and it's like, well, that's weird.
Yeah.
Like, there certainly are things in the human body or in the world that we don't understand yet.
I fully agree that there's things that we can't explain or understand, but I don't actually see how that relates to the question.
Well, I would eat... If I had the question answered that the hunk of meat that they created didn't have any sentience attached to it...
So how do you know that you're not eating... other animals' sentience, then?
Well, I might be, but I've already... But that's the difference between eating animals and eating humans.
We are all animals.
Yeah, but you don't eat humans. Or eat anything. Like, most big eaters don't eat humans. There's a line.
So is there, like, certain breeds that you feel that if there was some kind of sentience, or not sentience, that some kind of soul that's in their meat, organs, whatever, that it makes it different? Like, is it any different, like, the pig's soul being trapped in eating bacon versus a chicken's versus a human's?
Yeah, because chickens are worse, like, they're less than pigs.
And less in what sense?
They just are on the totem pole.
Okay.
On the arbitrary totem pole.
Totem pole or the...
food chain?
Food chain. Like, I know what you're saying, and I get your point, and I'm being silly to mm-hmm. answer it.
Okay.
But there is... there is a poll. There's a list of what you can and can't eat. Like a dog, for instance.
Why can't you eat a dog?
Well,
I'm pretty sure I ate dog in Bali.
If it comes down to it, I won't eat a dog. I'm a vegetarian when it comes to eating dog meat. Like, I won't eat a dog.
So that's what I don't understand. Like, why is that different?
Because of my feelings.
Okay, that's interesting.
Because I don't feel that it's right to eat a dog.
Where do you think those feelings came from?
Social constructs.
No, relationship with your dog, man.
Yeah, social constructs.
Okay, well then relationship with your dog. Why does that matter in China? Or why doesn't that matter in China?
Because they don't have the same relationship with dogs.
They do. They love it.
When it comes... because we are... There's two questions to come into it. There's surviving as a person, as a species. And then there's... you hit a point... which I like to call the first world, but you can argue about where that point is, where we're able to have these arguments. We've evolved, or we've elevated, or for whatever reason, things have happened.
Correct.
Where we're able to have these conversations, and where I get my next meal from isn't the primary concern.
Can I just ask, where'd you get this tray from? These ice cubes are fucking sick.
D got them. I'll ask her for you.
Yeah, if you could, thank you.
Do you want?
They're amazing.
Sure, however you have it.
But
we don't like it, I think... so we try and mask it. If you like the taste, you
can... I like vodka.
Yeah, we all like vodka. But...
is that tonic?
No.
So... okay.
I think when push comes to shove,
thank you.
There's the different argument between having the choice to eat meat and you got to survive.
But it's not...
which I think you'd agree with.
It's not... no, yeah.
Like, if you're in, like, the third world and the only thing you can eat was meat...
totally, yeah. Dude, that. I think last time we had this argument, if we were in a fucking plane crash at a desert island, I'd eat people if I had to survive. We'd all do that. It's proper survival.
Which I don't... well, I think we put that off the table because that is not constructive.
Yeah, so, but if we were in that situation, I agree. But the fact is, we're not. We have the choice, and to continue to choose to do something that we know is harmful to the environment, that we know is morally incorrect.
I don't agree with it being harmful for the environment.
Is this going back to the summary of a study you read, though?
Well, yeah. Well, again, I don't have enough time to read every study I've ever seen in my life. But from the article I read on a study, which might be wrong, I'm willing to admit things can be wrong, is that if you were to turn the entire world vegan, it's not sustainable with the current populations.
I'd be interested to hear about whether that was sustainable.
Well, basically they factored in is the amount of... is the and the difference is and this is where I will say the study might be wrong, is I don't understand if they're saying is it sustainable for everyone to live, or are they saying it's for everyone to live in the same quality of life they're used to, or the same calories they're used to, because there's a lot of people out there that could do with some less calories. But anyway, that basically what they were saying is the amount of sheer land that was required to turn everyone crops, vegetarian would A, take up too much space, and B, kill more life forms than the current factory farming. I think the second point is probably bullshit, because the way they turn, well, that's, but that's feelings, there's, you know, yeah, what I mean? Like, there's difference between life,
and what they're trying to say is, oh, if you farm these fields, you're going to kill like rodents and mice and shit farming it, I assume.
Yeah, but to make that argument, you, if you, to make the
about,
opposite argument,
or you're talking about deforestation and you're
everything to, but to make that argument back to me, you're saying that some forms of life are more important than others, yeah, which is the anti vegetarian argument. But I'm, like, I'm willing to go put that aside because my personal feelings, which aren't science, align with that, so I'm happy with to ignore that part of it, fully acknowledging that they might have a point, but we don't need to talk about that. But it's just like the sheer number of space that's needed to make everyone get the same required calories, the human race, because of the way we've done things, which might be wrong, has elevated to itself to a point where we need to continue to do the wrong thing to survive.
Todd's clicking away frantically on his phone.
I'm assuming he's looking it up, because the problem is I've seen people who say that that's true, and I've seen people that say it's wrong, and I'm not a scientist, and I don't know which one's right.
Yeah, but even those scientists obviously don't know, because they'll all be scientists.
Yeah, well, because no one agrees on a truth. There's no one truth. That's the problem.
What are you doing, sums? What are you doing?
Yeah, so from what I understand, a normal cow will live for sort of 8 years. That's just like an average kind of cow, yep, right? So that's not how long it's going to live for actually being taken to slaughter. Yeah. So an actual cow just being like happy daisy out in the field apparently has more like a 15 to 20 year lifespan. So veal, I think they only live for about sort of 4 to 6 months, something like that. Yeah. They still have to be basically babies. A dairy cow will be more like around that 8 year level. But if it's going to be more of a cow that's going to be bred for meat eating to get them to that larger consumption level, then they need to be sticking around for about sort of 3 years from what I understand.
Okay.
So if we do 365 times three, so it's 1,095 days on average that they're going to live for, basically. Let's call it 1,000 days. So if each of these animals are eating 24 pounds of grain every day on average again.
How do you know that?
I just Googled it as you guys were talking.
Okay.
So 24 pounds of grain on average, that's 26,000 pounds or 26,280 pounds of grain.
Why are you talking about pounds?
Because it's American statistics.
Can you
okay. Yeah.
27 kilos.
I don't think that's it.
28 kilos.
No, it's probably more like
29 kilos.
Or 12 kilos.
No, it's funny on the third one.
It's roughly half, isn't it?
Yeah, 2.2 pounds to a kilo.
Like that. 2 kg.
200 pounds is 90 kilos.
Okay, so it's 11 tons. Okay, so
a year.
No, in its lifespan. So 11 tons of grain.
Yeah.
So that's just the grain aspect. Now, the water aspect this animal is going to consume, because naturally a cow is fucking hundreds of kilos. Day, yeah. From my understanding, it's 20 gallons. Again, because these statistics have came from America, times it by
but
four.
How much water
so it's around
does a
80...
crop take?
Exactly.
I imagine much more than a cow.
No, yeah, so hold on, wait up a sec.
Sorry, so 20 gallons over how long?
Per day.
Per day. I was going to say that's 60 litres a day. Crop don't take that.
Per but calorie.
Back up just a second. Hold
what
on, hold on, hold on. You,
well, because
don't
if
per
you
calorie.
Get 5,000 calories from a cow and you get one calorie from a plant, it doesn't matter how much water, because you've got a time.
Yeah, but if you've got...
calories
No.
This tastes like a bush.
Pepper vodka. Absolute pepper vodka. Not our latest sponsor.
Me and Todd are trying to have an intelligent conversation. We get each other. We disagree sometimes, but we get each other. You're a hype man.
I'm with you, and what you were like, continue working
well,
out. Because
you like to jump on everyone's nuts.
Continue to work out what it is, he says while fucking interrupting me mid sentence. The water aspect of it, you're already right.
Oh, definitely.
Okay, so if we can agree that if we feed food to our food, and it's actually going to cost more food to produce less food, then how is it going to take up more fields? It will take up less food. Now, just let sink in for a second, because if I tell you that the average human will eat 5 pounds of grain per day, but the average cow will eat 24 pounds of grain per day, and then how many pounds of food does this cow eat? Or does this cow actually produce?
Yeah, of course.
Does that make sense?
It does. I'm not... That's under the premise that our current solution is the right solution. I disagree with that also.
Wait, hold on. No, this is under the premise that it's going to actually take up more land if the world went vegan. What I'm trying to tell you is
but
it's going to take up...
how many cows are there versus how many people?
I don't know the answer to that. Yeah. But what I'm trying to tell you is it's going to take up less land. But because we're feeding our food to our food. It's okay, imagine it this way. Let's talk money, right?
Yeah.
So if I was to give you $100, right? And every time I give you $100, like you give me $12 back.
Yeah.
Who's got the good like, end
yeah,
of the deal
the,
here,
the
right?
The theory is, so is that I, you're I'm not giving shitty... me $100, you're putting $100 in a high yield return fund.
But it's not a high yield return fund. What we're doing is we're putting in 24,000 pounds or 11,000 kilos into a fund that's then going to return us 500 kilos, roughly, of meat.
According to those figures, yeah.
According to those figures, you're right. So that, to me, that's not a high yield investment, that's a shit investment.
There's
so if we're to convert
certainly
this...
problems. I completely disagree with the corn industry and like there's so it's such a complicated issue with like the corn and grain subsidy just America alone that it's funded
America
by the government.
Yeah, but we're getting off the topic. So what the topic was beforehand was about sustainability. So right now this is moving into conspiracy.
Yeah, so they were going off the they were going off the models. They weren't looking into how we currently work. They weren't justifying how things are currently working because things obviously are working currently somehow.
Yeah.
So that that's still arguable though. They're working for now, but is it sustainable? And that's where
People are fat, so it's obviously going.
Is it sustainable?
There's people starving in Africa, and there's people that are eating
way
too much food. The world in its current form is not perfect, and is not good. Good's a bad word. It's not working out well. What I was saying is the study I saw is they worked out the calorie intake of the current population, and they worked out the size of the area that they'd need to do to have the amount of crops to feed those people, and that wasn't a good answer either.
And that's not a good study because, like you just said,
okay, cool, there's science, man.
Oh. No, like you said before, like there's people that are like grossly overeating.
Yeah.
And they would be a huge population.
And I thought we've just kind of proven then with the amount of crops that we actually need and the size of the land we need to feed the cows,
to feed the people,
actually more.
But that's going off what you've just said, which I don't know. Like, you know, I have to trust your word on it. Same way as I have to trust everyone else's word on it. Like,
what
I
would
like
to know though is you can't keep like, for example, if you've got a field, and like an arbitrary size field, you can't just plant your beans in it, and then the beans grow, you eat them, and immediately plant, like, you will take the nutrients out of that soil. You can't, and then it comes into all the chemical shit. Like, I was talking to someone the other day that works for a company that they basically, like, you can't, as much as, for us laymans, oh yeah, I've got a garden bed and I get some bags of dirt from Bunnings and I chuck my stuff in there and my vegetables grow. When you're doing it on a mass scale, you can't just keep using those crops over and over. Like, it's years between time that you can use those fields again, which is why farmers started putting animals in them, because the animals eat the grass, which grows everywhere and is useless, and then shit all over the ground. It makes
the dirt
fertile again, basically, so they can plant crops. And that's it's crop. I fell down into a wormhole the other day on YouTube looking at organic crop rotation, because you can't just have one field pumping. It's not a factory. And I think we're conditioned to believe, like, oh yeah, it's just like a factory, man. You just keep planting the soybeans, and then we just eat all the soybeans. But you probably need like 3 or 4 times as much space to keep growing plants over and over again.
So where are we growing these plants that we're feeding to add food?
They're using chemicals to basically genetically engineer and this goes back to your factory farming problem, is the chemicals we're putting into plants to feed the it's a vicious cycle of like, we need the plants to feed the animals. We need the animals to shit on the ground so we can grow the plant. Like,
I thought of an example.
Because I'm an organic e person.
I thought of an example.
Organic e, I like that. I'm not quite going to commit to this. Organic e.
No, you know what I mean?
If it doesn't upset my life too much, I'll
eat ice cream.
If
I want pizza.
Yeah.
But if I, like, I'm trying to think of an example. So if I was to take steroids.
Yeah.
Yep.
And start lifting heaps of weight.
Mm-hmm.
If I was to take steroids and start lifting heaps of weight, and I suddenly got to the point where I could bench press 200 kilos.
That'd be really impressive.
And then we got to that point, we're like, okay, so 200 kilos is what I need to bench press. That's
excuse
non-negotiable.
Me,
yeah.
But I'm not allowed to take steroids anymore.
Okay, yeah.
But I still need to do 200 kilos.
Mm-hmm.
I think like that's how we've got with society. Is it like we've potentially exceeded some of our means. Like the means justifies the end. I feel like we've potentially exceeded some of the things we should have as a race. As a race is wrong. As a as humanity.
As a species is the
way. So it's like, so now we're in this awkward situation where it's like, I don't necessarily, and I don't know what I'm talking about here, but I don't necessarily think that supporting 8 billion people, I've decided it's 8 now. Everyone always says 7 point something. Let's just call it 8. I don't necessarily think that supporting 8 billion humans is sustainable without doing all kinds of fuckery of like factory farming, etc., etc.
Okay, so would you agree then if the figures that I gave you, 7.4 apparently, if the figures I gave you were correct, would you then agree that being vegan was better for the environment?
In all honesty, I did walk off for a pee halfway through that, so I don't have the numbers completely, so I don't want to completely disparage it. But I think that there's lots of variables. I feel like...
So basically, feel like that's in a nutshell, we're feeding our food, like we're feeding 20 times the amount of food as a rough, okay? Yep. 20 times the amount of food to get... How do I actually say this? Mm-hmm. Basically, we're putting in 11,000 kilos to get back about 500 kilos.
I think that that's not the entirety of the human race, though. I think that's only the rich people, you know what I mean? Like, not everyone's eating rich people.
No, what I'm talking about is meat, okay? That's what I'm saying.
Lots of people are starving. Lots of people aren't even eating.
We're not talking about people. We're talking about the production of meat.
Okay? Yeah, but I'm saying like 7 billion people includes the people that are living in the third world that aren't eating, that are eating, that are living off of half a cup of rice a day.
Yeah.
So it's hard to factor that in because our current system isn't helping everyone.
Absolutely.
So our current system isn't sustainable for everyone either.
So if we focus on just the production of meat, though, we're just focusing on this one small aspect of it, because it's multifaceted, but just this one small aspect of it. If it actually costs 11,000 kilos, or 11 tons to produce half a ton, I don't care how many more calories meat's got in it. It doesn't have 20 times the amount.
Certainly. Okay? If it costs more calories to create meat,
not calories, then, the amount of food that it's actually being given to the animal.
Calories. Yeah, that's what I'm
okay,
sorry.
Right, sorry. If it
costs more calories to create, like if it costs 5,000 calories worth of vegetables
to create 500 calories, let's just say, or 250 if we use the same scale of 20%.
That doesn't necessarily make not macronutrients aside. That doesn't make sense. If your goal is to try and feed the population.
Yeah. So if those statistics are correct, then could you actually see that the world going vegan, vegetarian would actually be better for the environment? If they were to correct.
Well, there is certainly, you got to take into consideration getting the right balance.
Yes.
Sorry. No, don't laugh at me, man. Because...
No, I like that you're like, you're not saying, you're formulating your response.
I'm thinking out loud. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like, because you could say, well, there's differences. Can humans survive versus can they thrive? So you can eat a Big Mac a day and survive.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're not getting the right optimal balances, so you could live off of a... But what plant are you suggesting that we... Like, different types of... Everyone just eats lots of different vegetables?
I don't know. Let's just say soybeans, some kind of beans, something like that. It's high in calories, got protein, all that kind of stuff.
So not to put into the fact that there's certainly got to be impacts of changing the human diet to just eating soybeans.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you eat lots of soy sauce, your estrogen levels go up.
Mm-hmm.
And all the other thousands of things.
Yep.
So eating soybeans all day isn't going to give you the same nutrient profile as eating meat.
Correct.
So you're not going to have the same composition of protein versus calories. And maybe people will adapt. And maybe they'll still survive. And maybe it'll be okay.
Well, maybe they'll get better.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe they'll get better. We don't know the answer. Maybe though we'll get better. What I'm saying is that...
What if we do know the answer, though?
We don't know the answer to anything. That's always been my problem with science. It's just someone's opinion.
Okay.
No one knows the answer to anything.
So do we know the answer to this question, though? Because you're doing a very good job of not answering it.
No, I don't know the answer to this question. That's my problem, and that's why I sound so vague.
What was the question?
I forgot the question also. I
thought so.
No, it was about the... No, it was about... My question
if,
to you was...
If what I'm saying is correct, okay, and if it can actually be factually backed up, that producing however many thousands of kilos worth of grain, soybean, whatever you want to do, right, yeah. That many calories to produce 500 calories of food in the form of a cow,
yep.
Is that then going to be better than for the environment?
I hate answering anything with a black and white answer. But I've certainly, noticed. Exactly. Because what's that George Bush quote? It's like, I have opinions, strong opinions, but I don't always agree with them. That's my favorite quote. Because I'm like, I get incredibly passionate about things I don't necessarily agree with.
Okay.
But yeah, if there's a way to produce more calories from a purely... with the same amount of resources in, and less, you get more out.
Less resources.
Okay, less resources in, more resources out, yeah. To go vegetarian, to try and make people sustain each other, and take all the other factors out. Of course, that's a better reason from that perspective.
Okay.
I don't necessarily... I haven't been convinced that going vegetarian from a supply perspective is better than meat. Like, you've got some figures and they sound very convincing, mm-hmm. But I've heard people say all kinds of nonsense. Yeah. Not saying you. I've heard people say like all kinds of nonsense about eating meat that's not convincing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I'm not sure what's right and what's wrong. I'm not smart enough to know everything in the world ever.
Yeah.
But certainly if there was a way to maintain the same level of happiness without the suffering of animals, I'm on board with that.
Okay. So, there is.
Well, that's the question.
Or is it the answer? That there is.
Per your definition, there is an answer.
Correct.
I don't necessarily think veganism is the way.
So, my trouble with this is it doesn't matter what's actually given to you as far as facts are concerned, because you'll always strip a fact down to someone's opinion. And that opinion will always come back to your own and what you actually want to do.
I agree, but I feel like I'm slightly more, like a 55% more likely to listen to someone.
I know you're totally listening. I'm not saying you're not listening. Yeah. But what I'm saying is I feel that your mind's already made up because of what you want to do.
What you currently do.
Yeah. No, my mind's made up because of what I want to do plus all the things I've heard and experienced in my life.
Okay, well, answer me this then. If I was to actually show you something factually based that you could back up and you were actually going...
That I agree with and yep. I didn't think was...
it's not magic, it's not bullshit, yeah. It's not bias, it's not anything yeah. like that. And it actually proved that being vegan or vegetarian was better environmentally, it was actually better for you health-wise, it was better for the whole sustainability side of things, the moral side of things, yeah. Everything. All the boxes were ticked. Would you then stop eating meat and become plant-based?
Certainly, but I think that's going to be a very tall order for you. Whether that's because of my biases or not.
No, but if it was purely factual, there's no... And what I'm trying to do is take emotion out of it and want and need out of it in that sense. Not need,
actually. The facts have to be true. Like lots of people,
yeah, that's why they're facts.
Lots of people present... Yeah, but there's facts and truth. Okay. I can say the truth is what is the real fact, mm-hmm. And facts are what people present. Everyone has a bias.
Mm-hmm.
Every scientific study I've ever pretended to read has a bias.
No, I agree with that.
So,
just because someone's a scientist, all of a sudden we sort of put them on this pedestal yeah. of like, oh, well, this is all 100% correct. Don't doubt it. I agree with
There's
you.
There's all
that
kinds
sense.
Of studies There's, that say smoking's yeah. healthy for you.
Really?
Yeah.
Are these studies from like the 1910s?
Or? Yeah. No, 1960s. The smoking companies pay for them. Okay. But it's just scientific.
We're probably going back a little bit too far. Yeah,
Well... If they can do it then, why wouldn't they do it now? Like, there's all kinds of studies that were paid to have a result. So just because I'm in a scientific study and it says this is the answer, I don't ever take that as 100% truth.
Mm-hmm.
I have it on a sliding scale.
Mm-hmm.
So there certainly are things that you factor in. You're like, you know, well, that person, it doesn't even make sense for that person to want to lie to me. And it makes sense with my life view. which is completely subjective. So there certainly are some studies that I go, you know what, that rings true. I'm going to give that a 9 out of 10.
Mm-hmm.
And it's other studies I've seen where I'm like, well, that's a 6 out of 10.
But that's still going to be based on your bias and your what you think.
Well, so I should just blindly listen to everything people tell me.
No. But I'm just saying that, like, the same reason you're discounting some things are the same reason that you're giving other things preference.
Yeah, because I'm a person. I might not be right all the time.
Yeah, we're naturally going to have some kind
of bias. We're always going to have a bias.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying is everyone has a bias. So, like, you can't take anything as a fact, necessarily. So everything's a, that's why science, like, everything's a hypothesis.
Yeah, but there's some stuff, though.
Well, not everything's like, a hypothesis.
Everything starts as a hypothesis.
Well, everything starts, is it? Yeah.
Well, no, there's things, there's currently thinking at the moment in scientific studies to say that gravity is wrong.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never read any of those.
Oh, it's emerging. That. It's 99% sure. Like, you can operate in today's world 99.9999% that gravity is real. But there certainly are people investigating that the laws of gravity are wrong. And there's studies to say...
What do you mean by wrong? Like,
yeah.
Well, then
I just dropped my phone for the record.
I'm not a scientist, and I might fuck this up. But there certainly are people that are suggesting that the current laws of gravity, as they're understood... And this is a terrible example because I don't even understand how gravity works.
Yeah, I'm literally, just for the record, I'm Googling what the theory of gravity
good.
If
you
right
find
oh, yeah,
it,
cool.
Well,
then, you know what, Google's your answer.
Well, no one actually understands it. Sir Isaac Newton thought that Jesus was sent here to operate the levers of gravity.
Exactly. Smart guy. And we look back on people from the 1920s or from the 1600s, like that person's irrelevant. We look back in time and we look at people and go, oh, that person had some shit figured out. And we also look back at them and go, oh, they also got some shit wrong.
Well, I remember you saying something about that, about... Oh, hold on. Just, can you pretend to answer for me? I need a wee.
We can pause. Pause. Yes! All right, me and James keep talking.
Yeah, just fucking with you. The theory of gravity. Gravity is most accurately described by the general theory of relativity.
Look at the wording on that. The wording on that. Immediately. That doesn't sound like a certain man.
Yeah.
Does it?
No, it's most accurately described by the general theory of relativity proposed by old Einstein, which describes gravity not as a force, but as a consequence of the curvature of space-time caused by the uneven distribution of mass.
Exactly. That's what I'm trying to say. There's so many people out there that are like, hey, you're an idiot if you don't believe in gravity. And it's like, well, you're a small-minded idiot that you just think you can put it black and white like that.
Yeah.
Like, gravity is a concept that a man that's much smarter than you could have been a woman. We're not getting into that argument. Just happens to be a man in this situation. A man in this situation...
Yeah, what did women ever do that was great?
Built the pyramids. Women built the pyramids.
How?
Well, we don't know how they built the pyramids yet. No one knows how they built the pyramids, but they did it.
From the bottom up, I'm assuming.
No, it's not a Drake song.
Started at the bottom, now we're here.
Bop, bop.
Oh, dear.
But I'm saying there's so many things in this world that people commonly think are facts.
Yeah, like that. Yeah.
Like gravity, which was my example.
Are we still recording?
Yeah.
All right, do you guys want to go to the shops quickly?
No, not
shops
even
right
more
now.
Than we're...
What do you need from the shops?
Need to grab some food, and I thought it's a lovely day outside. Why don't we record the rest of this outside?
Because the sound quality will be shit.
Gonna be better.
What?
Yeah, outside. I record all my voiceovers outside for my videos.
Really?
Yeah.
So pause. We're going outside. We're back.
Must be difficult and fucking offensive
we're
as
back.
Usual.
So I've realised. Got a little bit drunk. Got a little bit off topic. The whole point of this whole conversation wasn't to argue about whether veganism
is wrong,
is right or wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And I find it interesting hearing someone's views because I don't think what I'm doing is the right answer. But I sometimes get too caught up listening to other someone else's views and like talking about stuff, and like we missed the point. The whole point of this was supposed to be talking about your challenge.
Yeah.
Which we haven't actually spoken about at any point during this podcast.
Because we were both talking about things that I don't understand.
Okay.
Anyway, so this is Todd. He doesn't have a last name.
Let's talk about your challenge. We're doing a challenge.
Yep.
More to the point, we're doing a challenge.
A DC challenge. Well, so what is the challenge?
The
wild card.
Yeah?
No, what's the challenge? Sorry.
What's your wild card?
I hadn't thought this far ahead.
The challenge is a 12-week challenge to try and get a six-pack, but on a vegan diet. Okay, we already know this is possible. There's like heaps of vegan bodybuilders out there. But I suppose
in my understanding, veganism is less nutritious, so you would automatically lose weight and have a six-pack.
No, you don't.
I'm being a drunken idiot again, aren't I?
Yes.
I literally just finished saying I wasn't going to do this.
Okay.
But I also found it funny to say offensive things.
Okay.
So continue with your challenge.
All right. So I guess I've already got a little bit of an upper hand. I'm already quite lean naturally, but I've been carrying quite a lot of extra weight for me.
Good genetics.
Yeah, good genetics. So for myself, I've got quite a belly on me now, but
He says that, but he's still slim.
Yeah, but this is what I say, for me.
I look at you and I think you're fat, but I've known you at your skinniest and your fattest. I don't think you're fat, but you're holding extra weight. I'm holding extra weight.
Yeah.
But you've been holding extra weight for a bit longer than Fred has.
Well, the way that I see it is like when I sit down on the loo now, my stomach touches my legs, where before it never used to. Or when I put my seatbelt on my car, my stomach actually like sort of goes over the belt.
Yeah.
Instead of the belt just going across the stomach.
If I wear a shirt, I like the top buttons to be tight and the lower buttons to be loose.
Yeah, well that's it. Like if I actually just stand there and just let everything go, I can feel my stomach pushing against my shirt. I never used to have that. Like I would have to...
Welcome to my world.
Yeah.
Well, just because you're better than most people at your worst doesn't mean you should set it for mediocrity.
I agree. And this is why I say, for me, I'm fat.
There's nothing wrong with you wanting to set a goal and improve yourself.
If I was like 300 fucking kilos, then shit, I'm an amazing after photo.
Because if Usain Bolt didn't train how to run, he'd probably still be a pretty fast runner.
Yeah.
But he's never going to be the fastest runner he ever could have been.
Mm-hmm.
He's a fast runner because he's... We should probably stop chewing chips. I imagine that is... Terrible,
yeah, sorry, guys.
Terrible, terrible on the podcast.
I'm not sorry.
But I imagine that if he just was a runner, he'd probably beat me in a race with no training.
Yes.
Doesn't mean he's the best runner in the world. He does training and dedicates himself to it, and then he becomes the best runner in the world.
Yeah.
So you're the same. You're naturally...
You're the best runner in the world.
I'm basically Usain Bolt.
You're basically Usain Bolt.
Yeah, different people.
Slightly. I'm more tan.
So yeah, you could certainly be fatter, but you're not at your ideal.
Correct.
And you want to set yourself a challenge.
Yeah, 12 weeks to be able to stop eating the rubbish, because like we discussed earlier, being vegan and being healthy doesn't actually coincide automatically.
Correlate
automatically. But it can, in my opinion, still work. You don't have to go on the whole high protein diet, just eat meat, all that kind of shit to actually cut down. You're never going to be able to cut out carbs completely on a vegan diet. Maybe you can. Challenge me if you think I'm wrong. But
I challenge you.
I challenge you to eat nothing but butter.
I can't.
Nothing but olive butter.
Not Alex. Yay.
You just have to sit there and suck on butter from olives.
Anyway.
There's worse things to suck on, I've heard.
So, yeah. I forgot where we're going now. I'm just thinking of
your challenge. Butter.
Yeah, my challenge.
So what are the conditions? And what are the consequences?
I didn't know there were consequences.
No, there has to be consequences. Sorry. I was trying to slap chips out of James's mouth. Oh, that pisses me off. That pisses me off, and I'm not listening to it in my ears.
I'm not.
So what are the consequences at the end of this? I think we've got two consequences. If you cheat...
And what's cheating?
You're not disadvantaged by being a vegan.
No, but what's cheating?
Eat meat.
Well, that's not going to fucking happen.
What's the consequences if you ever eat meat?
Make them whatever you want, because it's not going to happen.
We get to hit you repeatedly.
No, you have to. You have to do a full, tasteful, nude photo shoot promoting, like what Peter do.
Is this a punishment or a fucking prize for him?
Promoting DC.
Have you at top?
So if you eat meat at any time during our 12-week challenge, you
like,
eat meat.
Like I said, you can make it whatever you want. I'm not going
to
eat meat.
If you want to make it a proper punishment, if he eats meat, we force you to eat a fucking 1.5 kilo tomahawk steak.
Yeah, so no, I, that's I, ridiculous. All right, if you want to make this like more of a real punishment, then no, fake meats. All right, I don't eat a shitload of that stuff anyway because I don't really
like it. Oh, no, I was going to make a real humiliation. This is the stupid one.
No, but what I'm saying is that you, what you're saying, it can, to me, is completely irrelevant because I'm not going
to
eat meat.
I'm trying to trick you. I'm thinking about tricking you into eating meat so I can get you to do a nude spread for this. All right. I was going to spike your drink.
Good job.
I was going to, like, put a bit of my skin in your food or something. That's a weird way to take it. I'll put a bit of cow in you.
Just turn me into a cannibal.
Yeah. Well, if you're going to go for nude spread, you go for a nude spread.
Right, so I already know not to eat anything you've prepared.
Don't eat any... Okay, if you eat anything I've ever prepared, you have to do a nude DC pro spread.
Well, you never will eat anything either.
So what's your goal?
Cook me food.
So your goal is to have 8-pack or a 6-pack?
It's 6-pack. So it's not to get down to like the stupid kind of... Or unsustainable. In my opinion, stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not that 4% show condition kind of crap.
Yeah.
It's that... realistically what you can hold on a day-to-day basis, the sort of 10 to 12%. Yeah. It's not gadouge like fucking grating cheese on your stomach, but it's there's you can
sustainably
see. Yeah,
so if you don't hit that at the end of 12 weeks,
mm-hmm.
what do we make the consequence?
Why did everyone look at me?
Because you are a consequence.
Fuck you, man. I'm sitting quietly. Don't you eat those chips?
I'm not, I'm just tasting them.
Don't chew.
That's what I did.
You can suck on the chip.
I sucked mine until it fell apart in my mouth.
Mm.
Anyway.
And then he had some chips.
We'll revisit that later.
So, well, we don't have to have a consequence because like the consequence is you're fat. Really?
Well, and isn't it competition?
No, you have to tell
also.
Everyone you're... No, something to do with humiliation.
Humiliation for the loser.
Loser of what?
The challenge.
It's me versus me.
Exactly. So there can only be one winner and there can only be one loser.
Okay, so anyway,
that didn't make any
back
sense.
On the side of things of making sense. All right, so maybe my consequence is I have to admit that.
Wait a minute, why don't we make it a competition?
What are we going to compete against? What are the rules of the competition?
Don't you ask me to think things through. I'm just saying things and throwing them out there.
I know, that's what frustrates me and why I love you.
It's why I love me.
You say things.
Why don't you guys challenge each other?
Well, because...
And then the loser has to...
Well, because I think it's a bit unfair.
The other one's wife.
Well, that's weird.
And I don't have a wife.
I feel like you have...
Yeah, I feel like I'm the only one that can gain out of that without a wife.
I feel like that's an alternative motive.
It's not going to play.
Why don't we have a three-way competition?
No, I was actually hoping that you guys would have a competition and I'd have a secret side competition and not tell you about it and document it all the way along.
Well, you've just fucked that up, haven't you?
Ah, but you won't know if I'm actually doing it.
Wouldn't you think we'd notice if you stopped being chubby for a sportsman?
Maybe.
Do you think we would notice that?
Maybe. Yeah, but you'd probably just think that I was doing football stuff.
Yeah, but I've seen you...
That's what I'm going to tell
I've
you.
I've seen you do football stuff and...
All right, what about this? Vegan versus high fat versus high sugar. You can still eat meat.
Yeah, you're high sugar.
You can be high sugar. Not sugar as in like shit food. You can just be more like fruit based and all that kind of stuff. You still eat meat. You still eat your salmon, all that kind of stuff, whatever you want to eat. So it's still clean. But
yeah, but you naturally, like you drop weight easily. You are much more dedicated than me. And I'm making excuses.
Yeah, I was just about to say, this is all bullshit.
Why don't we just do this? Let's take the humiliation off the table.
Mm-hmm.
And let's just say, from 12 weeks from today, all 12 of us, at the end of 12...
All 12 of us.
There's three of us now.
Whoa, I'm seeing quadruples, man.
All 24 of us. All of us. Three of us. No, 12 of us. Everyone listening. And us. All million of us. All the mums out there and us, three. We want to be better than we were 12 weeks ago. Through whatever... means necessary. So if you
want
to inject
steroids... Okay, no worries. I'm going to ring Louisa right now. I need some fucking steroids.
Well, no, exactly. Like, why don't we just dedicate... Like, what? We're not competing. Just, we want to be better human beings in 12 weeks' time. Physically.
What, so we're going to, like, volunteer at charities and
stuff? Because we're all pieces... No, that's what I said. I said physically.
Okay.
Matt refuses to volunteer at charities.
I don't agree with charities.
Hold on, that's a whole nother fucking story.
Whoa. Yeah, I pulled the handbrake.
Let's finish this thought and we'll talk about that later.
Okay.
No, I just think, like, in 12 weeks' time, we are all trying to be better physically than we are today.
Right, so are all of us doing this now?
No, you guys are having a competition and I'm secretly having a competition.
Okay, well then...
Your secret is shit.
Me and Todd are having a competition with no losers where we're both trying to be better than we are. And you're also having a secret competition that we don't know about.
Okay. I want to be better than both of you.
And you're hindered because you have to be a vegan.
According to you.
Sorry, he chooses to be a vegan.
You choose to be hindered.
Choose to be a vegan.
Okay.
So, is your competition, you're trying to lose as much body fat percentage as well?
Not lose body fat, look better.
That can't be measured. So body fat can be measured.
Yeah, but it's not a competition, so we don't have to have a measure.
No, that's too willy nilly.
Yeah. I want to look better.
Be a six pack.
No, there's got to be hard and fast fucking results. This. Otherwise, there's no point.
I want to look better in my after photo than I do in my before photo.
Yeah, but who says you look better?
Me.
Six pack.
Because it's all about how you feel about your looks. Because it's arbitrary.
No, it's lean. It's got to be lean.
The scale is just a number.
It's got to be like lean muscle.
Having a six pack doesn't mean you're healthy. That's sending the wrong message. That's why Kylie Jenner cut her face off. People like you.
Kylie Jenner?
Yeah.
Which one's that?
She's the youngest one that looked like a bit of a okay, and then she like got shit injected in her ass.
What's that got to do with having her face cut off?
Yeah.
She got her face cut off too. That's where they got shit injected in her ass, as I understand it.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, what's wrong? Like, why are we arbitrarily deciding that a six pack, like body, like we're not
because that's the challenge.
You're the number one person for people shouldn't just get a fucking participation award. What do you want? Okay, I'll just eat well for the next 12 weeks. I'll be a little bit slimmer. I'll feel a bit better. I'll be like, yeah, I win the competition because I feel better.
It's not as I said. It's not a competition. As long as you.
Well, what's the fucking point?
Because you're better than you were.
Wow, that makes for interesting listening.
Oh, wow, well done. So what do you want to do?
It's got to be exciting. There's got to be something to lose, and there's got to be something to gain.
All right, scratch that. What's the humiliation then? What's the consequences?
Absolute gold. Today, he's just gone, what's happened? Has something happened to you?
Everyone's a winner.
You want to make it a competition? Yeah.
Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. That's my shit to say, man.
Well, Martin Luther King said that, actually.
It's my shit to
say. Well,
and you're all like, fuck everyone. I'm the best. Yeah. And I'm just like, nah, everyone should just be nice to everyone.
Well, I'm not trying to beat a natural athlete at a fucking losing weight competition is what's going on. So we're going to get a competition. Yeah, all three of us have a competition.
No, I'm not in the competition. I'm having my own secret side competition. I'm going to beat everyone.
So what's your consequence for losing?
Nothing, because I'm not in the competition.
Oh, so you want no stakes, but you want to be all in for the bet?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm not any part of it.
So what's the consequence?
I will reference this back to Kenny versus Spenny. I just want you guys to get to the end of your challenge and me to walk out and be like, ha, look what I did. And you'll just be like, fuck, good work, man. And it'll be like that time that Kenny and Spenny had the hook and bang the most.
Oh, so a participation award, like I just suggested that we do.
Okay, then what if, I got an idea then, what if it actually comes down to comments? So there's the three photos, all right? 12 weeks before, 12 weeks after, and we do this. So like top to bottom, it's like before, after me, before, after you, before, after James.
And make it a vote.
Everyone can fucking vote on the DCA website in the comments. You either say Todd, James, or Matt, and then it's a tally. So that way it's not aesthetics for what we choose. We can't choose our own winner.
Arbitrary.
It's
but then that's not going to be fair to you because DCA is made up of entirely people that like me and Matt.
But mainly I'm confident they like I will me. Look better than both of you, so I think that'll be fine.
Oh, here we go.
Shit.
And actually, it's a good excuse to get you to start promoting DCA more. So you know what? Let's do it on the...
So what we're saying is 12 weeks from now, we all have to take our shirts off and take a photo right now.
Yep.
Excellent. Give me some more chips.
And then 12 weeks from now, we're going to have another weigh-in and another podcast.
Not weigh-in. Do you have any of the fucking... Sorry. Do you have any of the calipers, the fat calipers?
They're so inaccurate.
No, but it's not weight, though. Because I can guarantee you, I'm going to gain weight
photo shoot. I wasn't planning we'd weigh each other.
Okay.
We have another photo shoot. And those become the competition. And we put that out there for a set period of time. Work out the details later.
Okay.
And the voting wins.
And what What is the prize?
What is the win? Yeah, what is the losing?
Well, that's where I started. No one likes humiliations.
So, yeah, well, I mean, humiliations is...
I'm getting ready for my photo shoot.
Yeah.
Stop eating chips on the microphone. That's so annoying. What? Why is your goal right now? Psychologically, we'll get back to it. We're trying to get people to listen to our podcast. Why are you doing stuff that will annoy everyone else?
Because I feel like we've got to the point where nobody listens. Well, that's prove me wrong. Anyone other than D, comment on anything that's happened in the last 10 minutes on this podcast. Well,
that's terrible attitude.
Done. No, it's only been the last 10 minutes that I'm being disruptive.
Mate, you're being a bad person.
Winner and loser.
You're doing things that would make someone not want to listen to this podcast, and you're like, prove me wrong. Listen to my podcast. Like, why would I want to listen?
No. If you're listening, I implore you right now. If you look, that's Todd getting chips now. If you're listening right now and the chip crunching noise has really gotten to you to the point that it's gotten to Matt, let me know and I'll never make an annoying
noise. No, it doesn't annoy me because I'm sitting in the room next to you.
What are
you
talking about?
Because I understand that someone that you're chewing a chip into a microphone.
Hey, let's just let the people decide. Winner and loser, what do they get? What do you reckon? Is it monetary? I feel like monetary is a waste of time because all three of us
don't care about money. No.
Being medium needs to be no win, no loss.
What's medium? Like in the middle. Second.
Yeah. The person who comes last needs to do something for the person who comes first, and the person who's just average gets kind of benefit somehow, but they're not really involved.
So they get a participation award.
Yeah, because they are average.
Because they participated.
They didn't win. Yeah, you got a silver medal. Silver medal is a participation award.
Mm-hmm. It's the first loser.
All right, I got it. If I win, both of you have to come up to the farm and fucking help me out renovating the outside. We have to paint the outside of my house.
I'm in already because I've already said that I'll help. So. Okay,
but we have to know the whole fucking house. Whole outside of the house has to be painted. Okay?
I thought you were going to tell us we had to go vegan for a
minute. If you win, I have to kill an animal.
I feel like
There's more stakes than mine. Like, I don't care if you kill an animal, but I care if I have to.
If I kill an animal, though.
Yeah, more to the point, I feel like that's a horrible thing to make you do.
It is. But this is why I'm going to make sure I don't fucking lose.
Oh, shit. Oh, wait a minute. What about me, though? Because I've already said I'll come help you do the house, and I don't want to make you kill an animal.
Yeah, I feel like we need different stakes.
Okay.
Because there's different...
But I'm just looking at, is that something that I would actually want? If I can get help on a project that I'm working on, I will work hard for that. And if I've got a fucking consequence that goes against everything I believe in, I will work even fucking harder for it.
So I was thinking more, the loser has to like throw the winner a party.
Okay, carry on. You have my attention.
And like do some kind of speech. Praising, you've
honed right in on where my fucking brain works. I mean, I win, you've got to throw a party for me, and you've got to stand up, and you've got to be real fucking sensitive. You've got to lay your emotions on the line.
The winner gets to choose the tone of the speech. So, like,
what if the winner gets to write the speech?
This is like getting.
The winner gets to write the speech.
Wait a minute. This is stupid, though, because who's going to come to the party?
No, okay. So the loser...
Yeah, wait, no.
The loser has to throw a party up until a couple hundred bucks worth of stuff. And then the winner writes the speech that the loser has to read out. And the person who comes medium finds it funny and they're thankful that they didn't lose.
Or win.
Yeah. Why don't we do that?
No, I liked your idea for your... I think we all have individual win and loss.
Well, you're going to go help him with his house anyway.
Yeah, exactly. So it's not really a fucking...
Yeah, but this way I guarantee the help. It's not just a, yeah, I'll help.
You know, but he's going to help.
It's what I do.
He's in there. How about... Okay, James is committing right now in writing to help you on the farm.
Either way.
He's doing it.
I already said that I was
going to help. So the loser throws a party for the winner. And by party, I mean like we can just have like, 20, 15 people. It doesn't have to be crazy.
20, 15? I don't even know 20 people.
I think this is going to get out of hand and we're going to have it at a pub somewhere. It's going to be really big. But that's beside the point.
I like your optimism.
Yeah. Chop Shop.
Yeah, they can get involved.
We'll get the Chop Shop involved.
Yep.
We'll make it a thing. But the loser has to read the speech. And we'll have a gentleman's agreement of, like, within reason. Like, we can't just, like, copy and paste the Third Reich. But, like...
Well, none of us speak German fluently, so...
Ah, dismay, dismay.
So the loser has to read the speech prepared by the winner. In front of all the people who've invited to this party.
That is actually a pretty good win-loss situation.
Whatever, I'm going to win anyway, so I don't care.
Yeah. I'm going to come in the middle, so...
So where are we going to... I understand why he's confident. I don't understand why you're so confident.
What would you prefer? Oh, there we go. I'm really fucking fine.
I'd prefer that you were realistic and you realise that you're going to have to read. Me and him might write you some shit you're not going to like to say.
Oh, fucking dream.
Yeah. All right. Done. So we've agreed.
No, mine's secret. You don't know that I'm doing it.
All right. Okay. The loser has to read at the party... that they've made the story that the winner wrote.
Yeah, cool.
In what date?
12 weeks from today, tomorrow.
That's ages. That's like Christmas.
Yeah. Oh, we're going to do a 12-week challenge, but we're going to draw it in 3 weeks.
Oh, actually, has anyone given this any thought? We're doing a fucking ab challenge over Christmas, the time of eating and drinking.
Well, that's just going to make it more interesting.
All right, so okay, so what else are the parameters of this? So
that's it.
We've got no. Like, do we have to
a daily diary? Do we have this will finish just before Christmas?
Well, okay.
Well, I don't know if you understand how calendars work.
I actually don't. do we have to do like some kind of daily check in, weekly check in, monthly? Like, how is this working? Photos.
This can all be worked out off.
I think we make.
I think it's important to the rules.
I think we make some kind of group chat that we all keep each other informed, because I'm more. I want to share some of your stuff that you send, so I've got more content for my website. From being honest,
my website.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, do you want me to start taking photos of like what I eat?
I think we take the four photos today.
Yeah, but four photos of our bodies. But I mean, like, is the whole point of this? So someone from DCE can log on and go, okay, I'm a fucking meat eater, or I'm a vegan, and like, this is what Matt did to get his results.
We're not going to help anyone. Does.
This help. Is all about our own vanity.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've decided I want a party.
Which you may or may not pay for.
No. If you want to write like some articles for us and stuff, that would be great. We'll publish it on our website.
I'm not going to do it if I don't have to. I'm asking if this is something that makes sense for the competition.
Well, it makes more sense for you to write than us, because we've already written all the other articles. You know what I mean? Like, if you want to write an article about like...
You've written articles about 12-week challenges and getting...
We've written articles about like diets and stuff, yeah.
Yeah, like diets, exercise.
Like ketogenic diet, what's the other one? Intermittent fasting. Like, so if you want to write...
And so you've written some kind of an article and then based it on an actual experience?
Yeah, that's all of our articles. That's
awesome.
It's
all
like,
of our articles are just based on things we've done.
Our articles are basically like...
I really should read your website. A
method. Yeah, it might help.
It's like, it doesn't necessarily...
Everyone's
have to
like,
be
oh,
true.
You're doing a thing. That's cool. Yeah. Sounds good.
It doesn't have to be true. It's just my opinion. That's the premise of all of our articles. It's like someone you trust giving you their honest opinion that might be wrong.
Okay.
So if you feel like writing any of those type of articles along the way, that'd be great, because that's...
I'm not going to commit to that, but I might.
Yeah. That's why I don't want to make it mandatory, because like I've already written stuff. James already written stuff. James is his name.
That made more.
Oh, that's annoying. Mm-hmm. It's just such bad listening.
I really want to cuddle your dog.
I have my dog.
So fucking cute. Come here, little man.
Little doggy. So 12 weeks time.
You're so cute.
And who's the verdict?
What do you mean the verdict?
Like, so we're gonna post
to a vote on the internet.
So we're gonna do it like those modelling competitions.
I feel that's sort of also unfair, because it's just gonna become a popularity contest.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
And I'm the most good looking.
Okay.
Can I hold a puppy in my face?
Yeah, exactly.
So what type of other... Do we want to make it like a series of rules?
This is getting way too complicated.
I know. Like, we've had like points. Series of challenges. What if we did an exercise challenge?
Mm-hmm.
A looks challenge, which is voted by the public.
Yep.
a body fat challenge, which is going to be hard to measure. Ow, but we'll get ow. Some calipers.
I'm getting, ow, getting bitten.
And what else? Like, what if we had like a series of rules that we published live on the website?
I feel like this is all dead air, and this is something we can probably work out.
Dead air is when people don't talk.
I feel like this is all not necessary for the podcast.
Alright, well, let's work it out later. So how about we publish tonight the rules of the challenge?
Yeah, agreed.
And we try and promote the shit out of it, because the only way I'm going to get interested about this challenge, like, if I post this challenge and like mum and your mum like the post.
Yeah,
I love mum, but mum loves me no matter what I look like.
Yeah, exactly. So my mum thinks that I'm already too skinny.
Yeah, that explains a lot. So yeah,
I think you're an asshole.
Well, that's probably right.
Yeah, I guess she's bang on.
Bang on. So why don't we just come up with the rules after this?
Hmm.
But at the end of the day, it's going to be in 12 weeks' time.
This escalated.
There's going to be some kind of...
This escalated a lot. This was a vegan 12-week challenge.
Well, not anymore.
Yeah, right.
Now it's vegan versus the norms.
The normies.
The normos.
Normal Leonos.
Can a vegan with exceptional genetics, but the significant disadvantage of being a vegan... beat two average Joes?
Yes.
Yes. You fucking idiot.
Well, we'll see. Dear. We'll see.
Alright, we're getting ready to do the four photos now. Right, so
let's work this shit out.
Yeah. Well, I've got to change because I don't like what I'm wearing.
Before photos, right. Shirt off.
Shirt off, and these pants that we're all wearing now have to be the same pants we wear, right?
I was just gonna take my pants off.
I might lose these pants.
I'm just gonna take my pants off.
Same ones.
What if I lose these pants?
And we have to smile in our before photos as well as our fucking after photos.
What if the problem is that I've already lost like 4 kilos over the last couple of weeks.
What'd you do with it?
Found it.
Put it down somewhere, forgot where I put it.
So like everyone's gonna be like, well, Matt's an 11 out of 10, like he always should have been. But it's not going to be as big a reveal because I was only...
Hey, why are you making excuses already?
I was only a 10 out of 10 before. Whereas when I got back from being away, I was a 9 out of 10, which is very upsetting.
Stop the podcast, man. We're done.
So we're going to... Wait, give it a big finish?
Yep.
Stay tuned for the rules.
Dun, dun, dun!